Let's review the stock calculations on the stock worksheet, stock calculations worksheet. Now, hopefully you've done them on your own and are now verifying what you've done. And if not, that's okay. Do them with us and then hide the answers and do them over again, okay? All right. So number one, this is the stock calculations worksheet for chapter 12. Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, symbol DCH, is selling for $22 per share. There are 50 million shares outstanding. What is Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe's market capitalization? Is this a large cap, a mid cap, or a small cap company? Excuse me. So the formula for market capitalization is actually very easy, and you don't really have to do it. You just look it up on the internet, but you take the market price, whatever the company stock is selling for at that time, and multiply it by the number of shares outstanding. And where do you get that? If you use Yahoo, you have to go to the statistics page, and you'll see the number of shares outstanding. And it's usually in the millions or billions of shares. So this company has 50 million shares outstanding with $22 market price. Now, here's a trick. Don't use all the zeros. You don't need them. In fact, you don't even want them unless you have a scientific calculator. So you write down $22 for the market price times 50, and then just write the word million. That's all you got to do. You don't have to put out six zeros after. Just put 50 and then the word million. And then when you multiply 22 times 50, you get 1,100 million. Now, that's right. That answer is correct. You can put that down anywhere and it's right. But that's not what you're going to see. When you look up this company, what you'll see is 1.1 billion. See, they'll move the decimal three to the left and basically, you know, divide by 1,000 and call it a billion. Now, either one is right. 1,100 million, 1,100 million, or 1.1 billion. So is this a large cap, small cap, or medium cap? Well, it depends on who you talk to. Some people would say it's a mid cap, anything over $1 billion. Other people say, are you kidding? Small companies now are $3, $4, or $5 billion. So you could call it either one, a small cap or a mid cap. It's definitely not a large cap company. That's anything over $10 billion. And now people are saying, and of course it depends on who you talk to, that small caps go up to $5 billion, mid caps go from $5 to $15 billion, and anything above 15 is a large cap. Well, we'll use the generally accepted 10 years ago or 5 years ago definition of anything up to $1 or $2 billion is small cap. Anything between that $1 or $2 billion up to $10 billion is mid cap, and anything above $10 billion is large cap. Okay, so either one would be correct, but large cap is definitely not correct. Now, number two, we got burnt and badly. WBB is earning $150 million last year. Is that a lot of money? Well, to you and me, it's a hell of a lot of money, yeah. But we don't know what it is until we know what. We don't know how important it is. How much it is until we know how many shares are outstanding. Well, they have 200 million shares outstanding. So what are their earnings? Well, it's a very simple formula. You take the earnings per share. I'm sorry, what are We Got Burnt and Badly's earnings per share? You take the gross earnings, the total earnings, 150 million, and you divide that by the number of shares outstanding. So here's a key. Here's a couple of different ways you can do it. You can just write 150 million divided by 200 million, and then the millions cancel. Or you can write out all the zeros, 150 with six zeros after it, divided by 200 with six zeros after it. And the zeros, the six zeros, all go away. And what you get is 150 divided by 200, or 75 cents per share. So every share that you own is earning 75 cents that year. Does that make sense? It's like think of the share as a little business unto itself. So each share is earning 75 cents. Now, how much are they going to pay you? Well, we don't know. You know, some companies pay dividends. Some companies don't pay dividends. So you have to look that up also. Number three, take the money and run. Take the money and run, TMR, is currently priced at $48. Their earnings per share last year were $1.20. So what is their price to earnings ratio? Is this high? Is this medium? Is this low? Well, it's a very simple calculation. Again, you take the market price and you divide it by the earnings per share. So 48 divided by 1.2 is a PE of 40. Now, is that high? Is that low? Is that medium? Well, it's actually fairly high. And so what are investors saying about take the money and run? They're saying that they believe the future looks bright for this company, and they're willing to bid up the price relative to the earnings to the point where if they don't deliver, right? If the future is not that bright for TMR, well, all we can say is the parachutes had better be very large because there's a lot to go down. You know, they'd have to basically drop in half for it to become what people today consider reasonable, and that's 20. And that, in many years ago, was considered very high. So now you see PEs that are very high amongst many fast-growing companies. But you still see lower PEs amongst companies which are, you know, not growing fast or not growing at all. And those are the ones that investors are not as excited about. Make sense? That's the PE ratio. Do you want to eat well or do you want to sleep well? Traditionally, with a lower PE, you slept better, right? A higher PE, you didn't sleep as well. But you ate better because those high PE companies are the ones who are growing rapidly, right? That's how it works. Pays your money and you takes your chances. Number four, get rich quick and retire. GQR is paying $2.25 in dividends each year. Their market price is currently $72. So what's their dividend yield? What is it yielding as a percentage of the market price of what you have to pay to get that $2.25? Well, we look at it and we see that $2.25 divided by 72 is 0.3125. And so you can leave it just like that, that's fine, or you can write it as you normally will see it, and that would be 3.125 dividend percent dividend yield. Now, don't round down to 3%, okay? It's not that it's wrong. It's that we like to see at least three digits, maybe even four digits of accuracy when we display stock dividend yields, just as when we looked at bond dividend yields. We'd like to see accuracy, at least two to three digits. Okay, folks? Three is better. Three is better. But two is sometimes good, but I like three or four. You decide. But don't do one. Don't put 3%. It's not good. Because that means anything between 2.5% and 3.5%, and that's a fairly large spread. That's a very large range when it comes to dividend yields. Okay, number five. Now here we're actually looking at some real companies here. Those were all phony companies. Now we'll look at some real companies. 2 years ago, Juan Anatu purchased 100 shares of Waste Management for $90 a share. Yes, that's right, dear students. They pick up the trash. That's, you know, is Facebook going to be around 50 years from now? Oh, I don't know. Twitter, I don't know. But I do know that somebody's going to pick up the trash, right? So who knows what technology will replace social diseases. I'm sorry, shows social networking, but nobody's going to replace picking up the trash. Maybe, who knows? Maybe there's some technology where you just put it in this thing and it just disappears. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so Waste Management paid him $2.10 per share. Remember, he bought it 2 years ago, so he's going to get 2 years of dividends. It's now selling for $110 per share. Market's been up. His broker charges $5 commissions. And, you know, if you don't want to include the commissions, don't worry about it. Because some now are not charging any commissions. Ha, 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 ha. They're still charging you. Why? Because you're not, you're paying more than other people are paying, and you're getting less when you sell it. That's how they make their money, folks. What would Juan's total and percentage return be if he sold his shares right now? Okay, so the total return is equal to what we received in dividends and what we received when we sold it, the capital gains. Okay, well, dividends, that's pretty easy, right? Isn't it? Right, we'll go over that in a bit. But the capital gains is the trickiest. That's the trickiest one. The capital gains are the tricky part of the calculations. You take the dollar amount received from the sale of stock minus the dollar amount needed to initially purchase the stock. So what is that? Well, we sold it at $110. So that's 100 shares times $110, or $11,000. We had to pay $90 a share. So that's 100 shares times $90, or $9,000. So that's 11,000 minus 9,000, or $2,000. But wait, we also had to pay commissions. Well, it's $2. I mean, two of them at $5, that's 10 bucks. So you subtract the $10 from those proceeds, and you get $1,999. Now, $90. I'm sorry, not 99. $1,990. Now, some people will say, why don't you just subtract 110 minus 90 and get 20 and multiply that times 100? That works too. Either way, you decide how you want to do it. So now we have our capital gains of 1,990. What were the dividends? Well, remember, we had 100 shares and they're paying us $2.10 a share. But we also have to do that 2 years. They paid that for us for 2 years. So 100 times $2.10 per share times 2 years is $420. Check it. Make sure you got it right too, okay? So you take the total, you take the capital gains of $1,990 plus the $420 in dividends, and you get a total return, or sometimes called the absolute return, of $2,410. Not bad, right? Well, what percentage return is that? What percentage gain is that? Well, we have to go back and take that total return and divide it by how much we had to bring to the table, how much we had to pay to get that. And it was 100 shares times $90 a share. So that's 9,000. So $2,410 divided by 9,000. And some might say, should we add the $10? Yeah, go right ahead. You add the commissions in there to $9,010. And you get over 26%, 26.7%. Pretty darn good, right? 26.8%, right? Yeah, 26.8 because it's 777777. So it would round, I got to fix that. 26.8% is what you should put down. Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, I fixed it. So you probably don't you notice that I made a mistake. But I acknowledged it. I fessed up. So that's pretty good, right? And that's what stocks have been doing lately. They've been on a tear, even though they fell down strongly in the beginning of 2020. They've come roaring back because I think people were very excited about the prospect of having a vaccine, or maybe three or four, and thinking, well, this is all going to be over soon. And now they're realizing, well, maybe it's not going to be over soon. And some people are declaring it over because they want to get reelected, but they're not worried about the fact that it's not really over, and it's actually gotten worse than it ever has before. And yes, dear students, I am expecting a major downturn, but I'm not going to sell anytime soon, so I don't need the money anytime soon, so I'm just going to keep. In fact, I might put some more in, because if the world does end, it doesn't really matter where your money is. That's the way. You never bet on the end of the world because you can't collect because it's over. Anyway, number six, Ann Egg owns 100 shares of Harley Davidson. And look at the symbol for Harley Davidson. It's hog. Isn't that a great symbol? Hog. Because that's what they call Harley-Davidson motorcycles, hogs. That's priced. It was recently $35. It's been very volatile because Harley-Davidson is they're changing their business model, and they're They're trying to attract more young folks. And we'll see what works, right? If Hogg were to split their stock 2-for-1, how many shares would she own? Now, what would happen to the price of the stock? Now, you have to remember, there's no increase in value when a stock splits. They just, you had two shares before, you had one share before, they now give you two shares. So you just multiply the number of shares you have by two. But what happens to the price? It falls in half because it's an accounting maneuver. There's no increased value or decreased value for that matter. It's just changing the way that they value the company. So you had 100 shares before the split. You now have 200 shares after the split. But what are the shares worth? They've gone from $35 to 35 divided by 2, or 17.5. And when people realize that they're really not getting anything when they get a split, they get kind of upset. But as I've said in the presentation, companies sometimes will split their stock just as a way to tell people that, you know, well, you think the future looks bright without actually saying it. Because if they say it and then it doesn't, they can get sued. Recently, Tesla split their stock. And I think Mr. Musk is trying to tell people, you know, we're going gangbusters, folks. As long as the world doesn't end, we should be doing real. And they are. They're doing really bully. They sell every car they make. They can't make enough of them. And they're just, their problem now is not demand, it's supply. If other car companies had that problem, they would ramp up production very quickly because they've been in the business for decades. But this company, Tesla, has not. And that's why it's very difficult for them. It costs billions of dollars to make that first car. But then afterwards, it doesn't cost anywhere near as much as billions. So I'm rooting for Tesla. And I'm not going to buy one. They're too darn expensive for me. But how did we get on that subject? Anyway, yes, they split the stock, I think, to try to tell people that, you know, things are actually looking pretty good. So we'll see. We'll see. Okay, so any questions, you know who to contact, right? Right. And as I said in the presentation, as we went through these calculations, this stuff really isn't that hard, folks. It really isn't. It's just that the industry wants you to believe that it's that hard. And the numbers part is actually, the numbers part of the game is actually, you know, pretty straightforward. It's figuring out what's going to happen next. You know, that's that. And Mr. Buffett says, investing is simple, but it ain't easy. So no, these are questions that are going to be on the exam. So make sure, at least the first four, and then the last two, they'll help you with the problems in the assignment sheet. Okay? Okay. So contact me if you need any help. We want you to be awesome. We are so thankful and grateful that you've made it with us this far. You are awesome.